This episode was supposed to be about running. I've been working on it for a couple of days throughout the last week. And unfortunately, I had to cancel it. I'll do it eventually, but my target changed. I was going to participate in a marathon that's about 100 days away from today, more or less. Turns out, I cannot get in. It's too late to apply. I still want to take part in it, but it will not be this year. Now, I really wanted to make an episode about running because I've never really done it. Not to the extent to be ready for an event like this. So, lately, I bought running shoes. I guess you need to start somewhere. I got myself running shoes and I went for a run. Initially, really cautiously, I run for 2 kilometers, then 4, then 7. And just a few days ago, I reached 10K and I feel like I can go even further without collapsing, I guess. I did it and I felt really, really proud of myself. It felt like a great accomplishment considering I thought I'm completely out of shape. Now, I don't really know where this stamina comes from. I know I'm making a lot of steps every day. And I know that I've been carrying my daughter for an extended amount of time for the last 4.5 years. So I guess that contributed. And other than that, I really don't know where this strength comes from. So I kind of feel good about accomplishing something without difficulty. All of it sounds really rewarding and good. But unfortunately, I won't be able to take part in this marathon this year. And I feel my motivation dropped a little bit. I still have a lot of fun in this activity. But I don't need to pressure myself as much. So, in the upcoming episodes, I will be probably mentioning running, but it's no longer a project, not for this year, at least. Now, I've experienced the whole ecosystem of apps and trackers, equipment in general. There is no shortage of that. And you can go as deep as you want. You can connect it with your diet. You can connect it with your friends. And this part is the most interesting, I guess. I was able to connect with an old friend who is heavily engaged in running and in a variety of sport activities. And I gotta say, this is probably the best aspect of participating, is just seeing others succeeding as well, and I guess you can say competing. There is a bit of that, but mainly it's about participating and making each other accountable for the progress, for improvement. I really like that, and I think the idea for taking part in the marathon was to really be in the crowd, in a group of people running through the city. City that I know so well, city that would be immobilized from any car traffic, just for me and a couple of thousand other people. So, it's a sweet and sour experience at this point. I feel It was a nice initiative. And it would have been really great to push myself for the next 100 days to test to improve my stamina and strength. Well, it's not gonna happen this time. But I just want to share this. And I know it's windy. I don't know if you can hear me clearly. I guess it's also a mic test. So. Okay, I'm picking up this episode draft. It has been, again, a few weeks, I feel. I might be wrong, but sometimes went by and I thought I would give an update. I was very tempted to just re-record the whole thing, to start over. Something I've been doing before many times, and that eventually always led me to just not doing anything. So today I'm just adding another segment to give you an update on how my running has been going. So I've been trying to squeeze my running routine as much as I was able to. And in fact, I have to say I had a major setback of about a week. I ran 10K, which I don't know if I already said it in the previous segment or not, but I ran 10 kilometers around Berlin. And I was very happy to notice that I felt quite good afterwards. I felt, tired. I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any discomfort. I was tired and I really enjoy drinking. I'm a really bad drinker. I feel like I'm not drinking enough. But after running, I drank so much. And it was such an enjoyable experience on its own. The day after, I was really in bits, in pieces. I was recovering, although I didn't have any pain. Again, I was just clearly recovering, rebuilding, redoing something. My muscles were getting restructured, expanded. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Maybe I should be learning about that a little bit more, but I don't know what's happening. What is this pain actually? What is it for? What does it say? Anyway, I had a setback again, and yesterday I ran 16 kilometers. So again, like significantly longer distance. And that felt just incredible. Again, no pain, no discomfort. In fact, I stopped running as soon as I felt pain. Not pain, but there was something odd. There was a weird sense of being tired. That I just didn't feel like I should continue. So I stopped. My original intention was to go for 20K, which is a half marathon, more or less. That didn't work. But I think I'll try again to reach that magic number on my next attempt. It's very difficult for me to be consistent with my running because I don't really have a regular schedule. So sometimes running will happen every few days, and sometimes I know it will not happen for the entire week. Next week I'm leaving for some holidays, and I think that will lead to running more regularly. And I'm very happy to be able to run in the forest. I was a little bit worried is not the right word, but I felt like running in a forest will be a bit boring. And last time when I went to run at 16K, I went through the biggest forest, the biggest park in Berlin, Tiergarten, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it way more than I enjoyed running on the streets, which is complete opposite of what I prefer and what I dislike in walking. I like to walk, I like to stroll through the streets of Berlin, and
walking around the park is just, I find it boring. But running in the park was really enjoyable, and I enjoyed the shade. I enjoyed, you know, enough space and no traffic lights, no bicycles. It was a lot more relaxing, and I felt like I was able to run faster with smaller effort. So where I'm going it's not a city. I'll be in a very close proximity to the forest, so I may actually reach 20K while running in the forest, which is arguably a lot healthier, easier, and more pleasant, it seems. So I'll be doing that. Another thing I've noticed during that 16K, I started running with some music in my headphones, and I thought, well, it definitely helps you to stay, it helps adrenaline for sure, right? You get the beat, you get the rhythm. But I have to say, I was running way too fast. I was really getting into this fight mode way more than I should have. So I was listening to Foo Fighters, and I've noticed that I'm just running too fast. I'll burn myself out in no time. So I switched to some monologues. I switched to podcasts, and I was listening to this panel about technology. It's a podcast I listened to for a very long time now called This Week in Tech. It's a very old, relatively speaking, podcasting network, and I really enjoyed the discussion and topics. Now, I'm not going to talk about this particular podcast, but if you're into technology, you should definitely check this out, because those people, mainly journalists and people that are not just geeks, they're geeks, but they're also accomplished in other fields. So it's a very informative conversation, and I really enjoyed listening to that, as I always do. I was just listening and running, and it was a very enjoyable experience. And I know that for my next run, I'll go with Joe Rogan Experience, because I haven't been actually listening to Joe for quite a long time. I'll tune in occasionally, I didn't really listen regularly, and I realized, well, those podcasts are like 3 hour long episodes, right? When I was running that 16K, I ran for almost 2 hours. So 3 hour listening session is exactly what I need. So I'll be doing that. My first longer run, which was 4K, I was listening to an audiobook, Green Lights, from Matthew McConaughey. And I enjoyed that too, but like audiobooks are just, you know, they are really flat. There's always the same form of a delivery. It's like really flat and monotone most of the time. So it's not like I find myself challenged by that, and it's not very helpful when running. So podcasts with some laughter, some jokes, some interesting news that really draw you in, that's optimal. So that's my recommendation, and that's the takeaway from the last run. The last thing I want to say, drinking. I was really thirsty halfway through, and I had to stop and get some. I drank probably like 1 liter of isotonic drink, and running after that was just quite uncomfortable. I felt like this, all this liquid I felt like it's just overflowing me inside, and it didn't feel right. So I need to come up with some kind of a system, because I cannot stop every few kilometers to drink small amount. that defeats the purpose, I think. And drinking one big gulp every 10 kilometers is not optimal either. So I don't really know what to do. Maybe I'll get one of those water backpacks with a little, actually quite long straw sticking out. I don't know, but that's the total of my takeaways from my last running session.